90s hip-hop scene and culture is known historically where breakdancing, DJing, MCing, and graffiti, but specifically the genre of rap, went to the next level. Artists like Tupac, Public Enemy, Tribe Called Quest, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, just to name a few. But for me, it was LL Cool J's song, Mama Said Knock You Out. Specifically the lines, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my peers, putting suckers in fear. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom. Explosions overpowering. Woo! Are you guys feeling inspired yet? Bueno, bienvenidos to season 4. Let's go. This is Noan El Boricua, and I am excited to have you join us as we look at cultura, faith, and conexiones here at Fuel Pasión. No matter how many times you've been knocked down, don't give up. There's always another chance to come back stronger than ever. And for me, a comeback can be defined as a successful return to a previous level of success after failure. For example, the Dodgers winning the 2020 World Series, where what seemed to be a moment to losing the game or the series was always met with moments of victory. So often, we are told that when life hits us hard, we don't know what to do next, but it's time for a comeback. But I believe that there are some essential things that we need to even begin to think about making this comeback. Season 4 will bring to life conversations, stories, many of our guests that have mastered these essentials moments in order to fuel their pasión and what they are leading in today. Look, think about those moments of victories in life, in work, and in family. That you've done it, you've put in the hard work, you've hustled day and night and finally accomplished your goal. Your business is up and running, you're killing it in your field. Your life is good, but suddenly you hit a wall. Progress slows, ideas, they dry up. Before you know it, you're right back where you started. But don't worry, no te preocupes, this is completely normal. Every successful person has gone through this phase. And I am excited to share those stories this season. We want to say thank you for joining us. And we hope that you make sure to follow us. And remember that you are still here, dentro de la cultura, growing in our faith, y making those conexiones. Como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.